31 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check what's happening on the commodity markets here this morning. We go to Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill. What are we seeing out there today?
Good morning, Brian. I tell you what, it looks like a little bit colder weather than we'd like and a holiday trade, but bottom line, it looks like corn's mildly defensive. I've got the the March corn down about 2 cents at 360 and a quarter. May corn's down a couple cents as well. July corn down 2, and December next year 384 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. January beans up about a half of a cent, 870 and a half. I also have November next year down a penny at 884 and a quarter. March wheat trying to put a little bit of an addition on the prices at 477, up a penny and a quarter. Also have the meat market a little bit mixed with cattle trying to put a little bit of an advance on the board. Weaker energy prices kind of putting a cap on things. Typically, that presents a challenge to commodity prices in general. But the Commitment of Traders report released Monday afternoon showed the funds already short a considerable amount of corn and wheat. In our view, this opens the door for the possibility of a short covering bounce. But this at this particular point, we don't have much of a catalyst. Discussion this morning was that the short position holders here at contract lows, especially in the corn, if there's an incentive to take profit and return things. Bottom line is probably not yet. We want to probably wait and see what things look like after the first of the year. So next Monday, it'll probably be a kind of a critical point and see the shorts get to assess their situation and see if they want to press it or try to buy their way out of it. In our view, we're watching the basis level pretty close. Corn basis is pretty good, but we think it's probably going to improve a little bit between now and the middle of January. So that's kind of where we've got our finger on the pulse. As far as the soybean market, South American weather, they talked about a little bit of a rains, but now they're saying not so much. So the value that level there looks pretty good. The Argentinian news where they've cleared the way for additional corn and wheat exports with no farmer taxes, that's psychologically a little bit negative for commodity prices in general, but it doesn't seem to be having a great big impact. So in the grand scheme of things, we're just going to basically look at it as a holiday mode trade and sit back and relax and enjoy the day and look forward to next week and see what the markets want to do for us.
All right, Bill, well, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it, and won't talk to you again, so have a happy new year.
Thanks, you too.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday to update the commodity markets. Taking a look at some other markets here this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 42 points at 17,679. S&P 500 is down 5.5 at 2,073. The NASDAQ down 20 points, trading at 5,087. Weather-wise, that flood warning continues for most of our listening area here locally until 3:30 p.m. A flood warning for the Vermilion River near Danville continues through Thursday evening. A flood warning for the Sangamon River at Monticello until Sunday morning. In the forecast, cloudy skies with a 50% chance of snow this morning, a high 35. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 25 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 31. And tomorrow night for New Year's Eve, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 21 degrees. New Year's Day, we'll see some sunshine, but it'll be a little cool out there with a high of 28 degrees, and the winds are staying out of the west here for the next several days. So that'll add a little chill to the air as well. Currently 31 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:59. Stay tuned. We've got another hour of Morning Edition coming up here on AM 580, followed by Big Picture Science from 10 until 11 and Fresh Air with Terry Gross coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Our ag programming is online at willag.org. It's 31 degrees at 9 o'clock.